One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, we are here, all 10 of us, bears and ponies alike.
How this is happening.
Here's how the session is going to begin. You bears already know what's happening.
That's right.
Ponies.
Yes.
You were transporting the last of the Star Buddies to your mountain fortress, having taken over the entire world.
Yes!
And having stolen the Star Buddies from the Care Bears to cement your power and your place in history.
Beautiful!
The last of the Star Buddies was being taken on a train, or so the Care Bears were led to believe. The Care Bears teleported themselves onto your high-speed train, blew the train up, and somehow, you know not how, it was a foreign energy, something nice.
We hate nice.
Created another Star Buddy and used its power to assault your mountain fortress.
It will die.
They fought their way, killing bronies left and right.
No!
We love our bronies! No!
And they find you in the top of the mountain, in your lair.
In our fortress.
Get me out.
You're kind of awesome when it comes to playing. That's more than your bronies.
Care Bears, you break in, and you see before you, not that one.
Stupid warhorse.
Stupid generic nameless pony. Good lord.
How many of you nameless pony?
We need fodder too.
We just suck them together.
We don't like our generic.
You see. War pony. Where are all of my ponies?
I don't know.
The important one is here. I will destroy everyone.
Can we just be friends?
You see, fat and kind of ugly. Feminine pony.
So beautiful.
Fat and kind of ugly.
You think I'm beautiful, don't you? Look at my hair.
A cloud of flies surrounds the disgusting pestilence pony.
Amazing.
I like poop.
Somehow existing despite
failed experience.
They don't even know. He survived 3 years.
2,000
hermit.
Burning pony.
I can make you a buddy.
And standing.
It had a buddy.
Oh, I have a buddy.
On the Rain's dais, lording over all. Death pony.
I will breathe in all of your soul.
Pony.
Ponies,
you see breaking into your fortress.
No.
A group of bears? Care Bears?
Bears.
Well, the gummy bears were fun.
The last few
the gummy bears, I gave them to.
The last few, they were destitute living in the slums. How did they get the power to break in here?
Oh, slum bears.
They must have found the snorts.
You see, standing there with a giant bear-shaped mech.
Yeah.
Is it Billy?
Friend bear!
Let's be friends, everyone!
Is it Billy?
Standing. No, it's not Billy.
Okay.
Standing beside beside him, radiating happy thoughts. Is Good Luck Bear.
Good Luck Bear's on my feet.
Next to Good Luck Bear, this guy's creepy even to you. Is
even to you.
Even to you.
The Wish Bear.
Don't drink any green coffee.
And if you thought Wish Bear was creepy,
Bondage Bear.
Love a lot, Bear. Please.
Because love is a special feeling.
Please, yeah. present the bear for viewing.
Oh, God.
No, you don't understand. That's what Love a Lot Bear is wearing.
And
what's the input?
We don't allow nudity here.
Walking in, flanked by all the other bears, with robot eyes, robot arms, robot legs, and metal around his heart. Tenderheart Bear!
Oh my God.
Where are the bears getting metal robots from? I want some metal robots!
I'll make you a metal robot!
We can be friends, I'll make you a metal robot.
Can we be friends?
Oh, I don't want a bear robot.
Later.
I'll make you a pony robot.
I want to
The two sides face off across the vast arena of the fortress. And suddenly, sides begin to charge in for cinematic epic combat, blue light surrounds everything.
No! And, no blue light!
And all you hear
la,
is...
La, la.
I'm out of Smurfs.
I don't care what happens. Papa Smurf is fine. He killed my friend.
I don't think so. I want to bite him.
And blue light overwhelms all of your senses.
Oh, God.
No.
They taste like blue.
Your vision clears.
Which,
and you find yourself standing on a dirt floor. Ponies arrayed to one side. Care Bears arrayed to the other. You still see blue, but as your vision clears, it is a vast coliseum. Smurfs surrounding you on all sides. And in front of you, up a set of stairs, is that son of a bitch.
What a freaking soul!
Papa Smurf.
He tastes like red Smurf berries.
He steps up to the very small megaphone. Bears and ponies, welcome to your final hour.
I don't think
We've
so, buddy.
We've been playing you the whole time. We've been controlling things, we've repopulated, and we are about to take over everything you see. Your fortress is now empty. The Star Buddies are now ours. And this is your time. Whomever wins this contest will stand at our right hand, my right hand side. Ponies.
Frolic.
Where's that horse we're fed? I want to eat her.
I think she died.
The bears are here right for the picking.
She's got to be somewhere.
Bears, your mortal enemies are here. Now, fight for my amusement.
Why?
Nay!
No.
Why?
No. Let's get the Smurfs.
Quick check.
Yes.
Do we still have the Star Buddy?
No.
Where is it?
Or in the fortress.
Oh, it's still okay.
I demand Smurfs.
Yeah, let's get the Smurfs. That's
guys,
what I'm
I'd like to be friends. Can we be friends?
Yeah, let's be friends.
Okay.
Kill the Smurfs!
We can do it.
Why are we mad
together? We've got this.
So, Pudding Pony has miraculously shifted shape.
Hello.
He does it all the time. I don't think he even noticed.
I suddenly feel like a different pony.
You're a different flavor!
You are not.
Butterscotch pony.
Salmon likes to eat you, but you regenerate, so. Yeah, you regenerate.
Okay, so, here is how this is going to work. There is going to be a lot of combat. Should you at any point in time wish to pause in between actions or whatnot for small interstitial scenes of actual real roleplay, I would love for that to happen. and you can basically fight whomever you choose to fight. There are a lot of Smurfs. They probably have defenses should you choose to attack them, which that's absolutely fine.
That's what I thought.
And then beyond that, we are going to just run this until it draws to its unnatural conclusion.
There's no inevitable conclusion.
Yes, fate chips. I have twice as many fate chips in here, so there's enough for everybody. Make sure you check your good luck, bad luck, great luck hindrances and edges, and draw away. Everything's back to normal. Any wounds you previously had or
I have two questions. With his fate favorite, and I actually mean I can use any
So this is the winning side.
This is the winning side.
Well, of course.
I'm here.
Seriously. Look at this.
No, I was actually wanted to say I wanted to take a quick look around the arena.
Okay, well, yeah, you can. So, a quick description of the arena. Think gigantic Roman Colosseum with what appears to be a force field above.
I was already thinking.
Fantastic. Then my descriptive powers have outdone myself.
That's because you're awesome. Do you discuss this?
Are most of the Smurfs armed?
Armed? No. They're spectators. They came to see the Bears and Ponies fight.
This is like the opening of the Battle of Geonosis, basically, right?
Yes. That is actually a fantastic analogy from a movie that never existed, but yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, now,
I'm just thinking of how it's going.
As you may or may not have noticed, there are a lot of people at this table. So, this is going to get a little classroomy. I'd like to see a hand raise if you have something to say. Because if we just start, then
yes,
we're going to
lose
control.
If anybody does not want to be hugged by Friendship Bear, let me know now. If not, consider yourself hugged. My friends.
Or will stab you.
Okay.
Can I shake hands?
Friendship Bear, don't hug Pestilence.
Okay.
I just want to do that.
Okay.
Are you still our Lord?
Your hair is so
tasty. Yes, and you can address me as you, buddy. As your High Lord.
Wait.
Time out. All of you, except for Fabin, got hugged.
Why not?
Why not?
You want to hug me?
No, Famine got hugged.
I love hugging. Hugging is my favorite.
Yes. But they're PCs. I can't.
You can.
I won't.
And this, you can.
My hugging is my favorite. I like to cuddle.
We
like
have no save
on the beach. Hugging dead things with a stick.
Do you guys
want cookies?
You do.
Okay.
Thank you. So, ponies, are we in agreement? The Smurfs go down first, then we'll settle everything?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can settle
Sounds
everything.
Good.
We're friends. I hug them.
Exactly.
I can't wait to drink my Warren's war, and we'll probably be thinking of tactics.
Friends fight all the time.
Yeah. Wait.
It's
pudding has become even darker. Yes, pudding.
Pudding.
Tasty. Pudding is dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate pudding.
Chocolatey death.
But that doesn't actually sound so bad.
It's so tasty. It's a dark chocolate. It's like...
It's very rich and creamy.
Tom.
Did somebody say creamy?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Salmon, does it taste like death chocolate?
It tastes like death chocolate in my mouth.
Oh, I love the sound of it.
Right, Dad.
Is the juicer still with us?
Yes, you still have the fruit smur for 9,000.
That's the only thing we have.
No. We've got Brony.
Broid does not have any nitro. Yes.
I don't think you have to, even though it doesn't have anything. I sniff it.
I didn't ask for
that. Fantastic. My pudding smells like butterscotch.
Awesome.
I changed my flavor as well. I might look like chocolate, but actually be strawberry.
It's all the wonderful taste of the rainbow.
You're misdirecting pudding.
I love it. Yes, it swells into a false sense of security. And is tasty at the same time.
Okay.
They remind me a lot of Love a Lot.
All right, so. By the way, we keep count of how many times Becky loses it. That's one.
If she walks away, it's two.
And if she snores, that's two. Okay, so here's here's how this is going to go. We are going to deal straight into it. I would prefer it, if possible, that you do not hold your actions, because that's just going to complicate things. If it's awesome and cool, I'm going to make an exception, but we're going to try and keep things clicking along, as they say. So, here we go. Now, the Smurfs at this point in time are relatively certain that you are just going to start fighting each other. Your enmity for each other knows no bounds. Joker!
So weak!
So, they are not going to get dealt in this round. Okay, so...
Why don't we use deception to make this first thing that we're going to attack each other?
All right, so what LBT look like?
And then go on the Smurfs.
Like that?
LBT.
Pudding is.
Pudding. Large blast is about 5x5, so 30 yards.
Hey, Bears. How about we make it look like we're going to fight so the Smurfs don't know what we're doing, and then we attack the Smurfs?
You just said it in front of the Smurfs.
First up on a Joker, Friend Bear.
Okay, so you and I need to talk. I would like to use my gadgeteer ability. Uh-huh. What I'd like to do is make a mass puppet control.
Okay.
Because Papa Smurf killed my friend, and I want him to die friendless.
Okay.
So I want as many of the Smurfs to become my puppet.
Fantastic. Roll your weird science.
Okay.
You're modifying Roy.
Weird science.
There you go. Hey, warp, death pony.
You're gonna need a success and a race.
Death pony.
Can you actually fly?
Yes.
You got a success and a race.
Fantastic. Okay, so.
You should pick up
you see,
pony.
You guys see Friend Bear. Tinkering with this big 10-foot tall bear.
Are you gonna ride the pony?
Yes, I am.
You'll be able to use it next round.
Okay, so but I wanna ride a pony.
It'll be like.
You can ride on me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can.
Okay.
Level up, you can ride it.
So that's Joker. Aces.
No.
Ace.
I do.
Ace. Alright, Ace. What?
I can fly.
Good luck there.
Initial. All right, I'm going to start running towards the middle there.
Uh-huh.
And kind of veering off to the side towards Papa Smurf.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go ahead and try to use Windstorm.
Okay. To what effect?
I'm going to try to conjure up with the Twisters to basically get him.
Tracy, I need my list of spells.
Yeah, can I use that in this
You just have one?
So big.
Yeah,
he has it.
Okay.
Destroy just a little blue bastard.
That's yours. I might need to
kill Tracy.
Actually, would it be easier if he took the book and she had the list?
They're juicy.
Okay.
Make me feel pretty.
Blind basically, so.
And made you feel less hungry.
We're good.
All right. I got six.
It's important.
Six.
Plus
so,
seven, actually.
All right. So the Windstorm goes off.
Blessing.
And basically begins and sucking evil. Smurfs up and whirling them around in the blue melee.
What?
Bring out the juicer!
And...
We got the juice to make!
What's their action?
And Crazy. Nothing... Yes.
I took one extra. I have bad luck.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you basically create a mass confusion of Smurfs, but nothing happened to Papa Smurf. All right. Ace of Diamonds. Level up.
I'm going to use my phenomenal...
Buggy power?
Kung Fu power.
Yes.
To run up the wall,
uh-huh.
And leap into the stands,
yes.
And start pounding Smurfs.
Love a Lot Bear begins pounding Smurfs.
Woo-hoo! What does that mean?
I don't want to know. I'm not watching.
So far,
watching.
I like Love a Lot
card.
Bear.
Card.
Okay, so roll your fighting, sir.
I could learn to like you.
Or are we killing you enough?
What are you going?
Yes.
Worry not about the bears.
Right? Well, worry not about the bears. Kill the blue ones.
Yes.
Destroy blue things.
Nine.
Okay. How many Smurfs do you want to pound?
Four. One for each limb.
Okay. You pound all four Smurfs. You're tired and want a cigarette.
Okay.
The obese bear in the rope get up, runs up the wall, jumps to the stands, and punches four Smurfs. He's now covered in blue. And he's going.
It's kind of hard to read that mask.
And
the
then.
Is pleasing.
And then licks his fists clean.
He goes before.
Okay.
Manliness is next to deadly.
King.
Pudding.
Pudding.
What you doing?
Pudding pony.
I will trust War as an analysis of the situation.
Get on my head.
And get on War's head.
War now has pudding on his head. Her head. Okay. Pudding is on War's head. Queen of Spades.
Do you have a flavor?
I'm going to use Smite and charge up War or Death Pony to get this Smite.
Okay, fantastic. Roll your spell cap or your Fade.
D12.
This also can be used as an exfoliating agent.
Sorry, I became feminist for a moment.
Is it a D12? No, it's just straight D12, isn't it?
Yeah.
D12 plus one.
Yeah.
That's a four. Success.
Oh, good.
Plus two to what you do. What'd you do?
I'm smearing pudding over.
I want to pick
all,
up.
All over famine? Fantastic.
I want to pick up. What are you?
Tenderheart.
I want to pick up Tenderheart.
Uh huh.
He's riding me now.
Oh, fantastic.
And I want to breathe fire into the stands.
Okay.
So.
Done and done.
Go up.
Yeah, I'm going up, up.
Grab the
I'm doing
boy,
my, I'm
grab
doing my 96. My 96.
All right.
Seven, eight.
Okay, so success in a race. How many power points did you spend?
12.
Yeah. Six.
Should be able to
six, so 3d6 per die. Per yeah, big. Big blast. Big area.
All right.
And one of them blew up.
Yep.
So, 6, 10, yeah.
15, excellent. You incinerate a vast swath of Smurfs.
Did any of them die?
A lot of them died. What happens? Show the bears what happens.
This blue smoke rises into the air.
She seems like she has her power points back.
Get me down some bodies, you promised.
Just... I start kicking bodies down to fetch
Jack, 10. So, Jack.
Jack.
Jack, you are on the back of Death Pony.
I am just, on the back of Death
Pony. It was just, like, cracked out on.
So, apparently I was really tired last night, and I didn't fully write it out as well as I thought I did. Once per day, Rails are shot.
Yes.
What do I need to activate it?
You just need to say I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you only get it once per day.
Right.
All
right. I'm on the pony's back, clinging to her.
Yes.
The railgun pops out and is taking aim.
Okay, so you're taking the aim action.
I'm taking aim.
Do you have the thing for the unstable platform?
Steady hands.
Steady hands. No, you do not.
No.
So you're going to be at a minus two because you're on an unsteady platform.
Right, but I'm taking aim.
So aim is going. And aim is going to counteract that. So you're going to be at a net of zero. Fantastic.
Right. If I aim for another round, I can.
Yes. Okay, 10.
Okay, all the Smurfs are being killed. Some of them were guards. It just so happens these guards use electrical pitchforks.
Yes, very tiny ones.
Little very tiny ones.
Yeah, they're Smurfs. They're three apples
high,
dude.
But okay, what happens is I go up, pick up a bunch of these pitchforks, start, and use my telekinesis power to fire them into a giant water tank. Electric water tank. Big explosion.
And me, Benny. Hand me a Benny, a white one. That happens.
That just happened.
That just happened. Roll your spellcasting. And make sure you take off your 5 power points.
Left slip and right slip. So your fate.
9. 8. Roll a med. 9. Fantastic. Okay. So, yes. Somehow, the killer whale they expected you to fight around is a cinematic set piece. Really, the budget was weird this year. So there's a big tank at one end of the arena. You like mentally bundle up a bunch of these pitchforks and toss them in at the same time, at the exact instant that the whale jumps and lands back in the pool. So electrified water shoots out over the crowd who forgot to wear their protective raincoats.
There we go.
Especially for everyone.
Yes. There are a lot of incinerated and damp Smurfs. 9, 8, 7.
Seven. They must be cooked Smurfs
once
now.
Once I get into combat, if you have time, think about swinging in.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and as an aside, at this point in time, everyone is an ally with War Pony. If War Pony successfully makes an attack and hits in a given round, you get an extra D4 of damage. So if you act after War Pony, War Pony attacks, you get extra goodness.
All right. Aww, yeah. What I would like to do, and I don't know what I'm rolling for.
Fantastic.
What I would like to do... Pudding is on my head.
Pudding is on your head.
I would like to start charging the wall.
Uh-huh.
But before I hit it, I want to toss my head up and fling Pudding into Smurf area.
That's throwing.
Honey, throwing? Okay,
yeah.
Just two. Do I have?
Which is technically a D4 minus 2.
Minus 1 favor.
Damn.
I'll let you stunt that at a D8 for a Benny.
A white one?
Yes, a white one. I'm being kind now.
For the movie.
Oh, yeah, and that's for the raspberry comic.
Raspberry is exfoliating. That's why I'm smearing it on pen.
Yeah, I thought it was apricot and walnut they usually did.
I used that last time.
Whatever momentum I have afterwards will eventually take me into the hell.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fantastic. Okay. Success! So, I'm going to narrate it slightly differently. You run towards the wall. At the last moment, you jump and spin 180 degrees. Actually, no. You flip your head back, putting slides to your rump, and you buck.
Alright.
And pudding goes flying into the crowd. You're about 5 rows up.
This would be fantastic.
Okay, and famine.
Pudding pop.
I am curious as to what the blue things will taste like in chocolate.
Tastes like
I am going to try.
I thought salmon could tell you that.
With my size, can
salmon
I
like
jump up
things.
There?
Of course you can.
Okay, I'm going to jump up there and try to land on some herb.
Okay.
Add ingredients.
Give me agility.
Okay. 4.
You're up. You land on some first. How many do you want to land on?
Well, since I'm so fat, as many as possible, and then I immediately start eating.
10 Smurfs.
Sweet!
And 5 of them are in your mouth.
I'm just going to roll around and like,
and
myself.
And much like they experienced yesterday, and you did too, they taste like glue.
But do they make me feel pretty and less
hungry? Of course they make you feel pretty and less hungry. Yay! That is a property of Smurfs. You know that.
I am pretty!
You're the prettiest
you
ponies
are.
Of all, Famine! Are you lying? Famine's a pretty.
Don't
pretty
lie to Famine about being pretty. She's pretty.
And now the Smurfs have an action on
well,
8 of diamonds.
Well, you go after me.
Ace.
What? Yeah.
Ace.
Excellent.
The Ace of Spades!
I'm going to start wading through the Smurfs towards Papa Smurf.
Okay.
Using Smurfs as clubs.
Fantastic. All right.
I'm not holding them by their tail.
Whoa, they have tails?
What?
I think right. Right. Okay, make your attack, sir.
Which I didn't think about.
You're using Smurf penises.
6.
Okay, yes. You successfully wade and strike Smurfs with other Smurfs. You're getting blue all over you. Okay, ace, king, queen, queen of diamonds.
Diamonds for clubs.
Spades, hearts, diamonds, clubs.
Breathing fire.
Breathing fire.
Breathing more fire.
Wah.
Souls.
Wah. Breathe fire.
Four, 5, 7.
Yes, much fire, but not a raise. 2d6.
6.
6. Some sort of guy.
How many?
Crispy blue.
One.
One sort of guy. 2 power points back. That power gets 3. You're spending 6, so you are down 4 power points. Queen of clubs.
I'm going to find the swath of Smurfs that are nowhere near the carnage or as far away as possible.
Oh yeah, you guys have been focusing on this half of the arena. All these Smurfs are still back here.
So, yeah. So I'm going to make them my friends.
Weird science check. 9, so success and a raise. Okay.
So remember the strangly flower. So this is a much larger version of that.
All right. So the mech, the big bear mech, turns toward the other half of the arena and simply puts his fist out, and this pollen or something comes out of his fist, and sunflowers begin sprouting in that and they all give the Smurfs a hug.
That's,
and the Smurfs are all his friends
thing
now.
I've ever seen.
They're completely under his control, one half of the arena.
Do they make minions?
Yes, they act on your initiative. Next turn, you have control over them.
Okay, so what is that Broid?
That was Broid, now it's you.
Oh, that was. Okay.
Who's Broid?
Broid is the bear droid.
Oh.
Giant bear mech.
Giant bear mech.
I like straightforward things.
What?
I like straightforward things.
Smash, smash, smash.
Kill, die.
I'm kind of at a loss.
Like rubbing on
the burst.
Burst. Burst.
Burst.
First is good.
First is good.
Hey, Famine. Can I, remember can that I thing we did before?
Yay!
Let's do that thing again.
Yay! Cone fire, is close enough?
Come up here! We can crawl.
I'm frolicking
it's
to you.
Fun
it's
going to
be at a minus four because of the distance.
Go for it. Yeah.
This is where the blue is.
Would you go?
You got a raise.
Seven raise. Okay.
Nine.
Your burst goes out. Roll 3d6 damage. Seven.
Okay. I'll wait. Well, he's already up there, so you can just follow.
Well, I guess you could come up right now. Actually, maybe you could bite me and then I could bite and you spread that.
Your pollen burst, right? It explodes around him.
Come bite me.
Nothing happens. And you see very faintly some kind of protective dome over Papa Smurf.
He's got a shield!
That's it.
He does have a shield. Queen, Jack, 10, 9. 9 of spades.
Okay, I'm gonna run to Famine Pony and bite Famine Pony.
Okay, fantastic.
Because we're doing the.
Yes, I'm with you. Okay. 9 of diamonds.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
What are you doing? I'm biting Famine Pony.
Roll your fight real quick.
Oh, dear.
If it works.
Oh,
that's my point.
Oh, D8.
That's cool. You'll get that.
6?
Alright. Yeah. Based. 6. My 36 6 8, so keep rolling it. 10.
Okay,
ten.
Excellent. Yes, you bite. Good.
It's a hard bite.
What you got for me, sucker?
Yay!
Famine knows
okay,
beautiful
what I'm gonna
pustules.
Do, and I'm going to use. I run out to Droid, Bear Droid.
Yes.
And I use Bolt to not hurt him, but to empower him, giving him electrically charged.
What are you doing to my Bear Droid?
That'll work. That's fine. Okay. Yes, do so. Cast your Bolt.
I'm sure I want it to happen.
What's he doing?
He's charging up Droid's
basically electrical powers.
Nice.
Okay. So how many power points do you have left?
5.
Okay, the most you can spend is 5 without dealing.
Yeah. Okay.
Bolt is 1 point for every 2d6 you want him to be able to do.
And I need spellcasting?
Yes, spellcasting. Okay. How much are you trying to try? How many power points are you spending?
Hello.
How many?
Yes.
Bolt is 1d6.
1d6.
Yeah.
1 power point is a 2d6 bolt. 2 power points is a 3d6 bolt. Then it's 1 or 2 for each of
them. That's inappropriate.
Inappropriately awesome.
2 power points, 3d6. What are you spellcasting?
Pestilence loves pudding.
Pestilence loves pudding.
Success.
Everyone loves pudding.
Droid now has a 3d6 bolt.
I like that.
It's true.
He's charged up.
I like that.
If he hits on an attack, it's going to go off.
And we will eat death pudding.
Okay.
So I am now flavored.
9 of diamonds. 9, 8, Smurf. Papa Smurf, in front of his tiny little megaphone, says, "You fools think you can take on Papa Smurf? You have no idea what you're dealing with."
I think we need to pop a Smurf.
He pulls a lever.
He's a funny, funny
pony. Pulls a lever next to his throne. He just begins to descend down and away, and the arena begins to rumble as sections of the floor fall away, leaving pillars, and below you, lava.
Excellent.
And the stands go from seats to a slope, and everything begins funneling down to the middle. Sevens. 6.
Seven.
7.
All right, well, I'm still going to...
You were in the stands. Make a agility check.
Curse his red-headed blue hide.
5.
Okay, you are able to sort of not slide too much. You're not going to fall down. What do you want to do?
I want to bite my
spread. Bite his
mouth.
Don't bite my friends.
And famine.
Well, unfortunately, I'm trying to. Yours is damage, right? Not attack.
Mine is damage.
I will point out that he is covered in pudding, which is very sticky.
Yes, he is.
Is that more important than that?
Actually, he's eaten most of it already. He has a very long time.
He will be covered with more pudding.
Fantastic.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Not this round.
Famine misses. 7, 6, five.
Here. Five.
Five spades.
Hearts.
Kill Buck first.
We have an idea how far we're going down now. Papa Smurf is gone.
He has disappeared.
He
descended quickly. You don't know where he is right now. Now, you were in the arena, yes?
Yes.
Roll me a luck check. 3d6.
War. War.
Do you understand, right, that the stands included, so the Smurfs are falling
in. He is sacrificing his people.
And the end with him, I just bit him.
Even,
so.
Okay. Make me an enjoy.
By tunnel,
where
are we going to lava? It depends on if I make it to the lava.
Five.
Success. You are on one of the pillars. It's about 20 feet wide.
I don't think I
so
do.
So it's a stable platform, but, you know, there's a chance you were going to be in fire.
Okay. I'm going to
go.
I'm going to go concentrate really, really hard and use all my luck to create a barrier on all the on top of all the lava as much as possible in the area.
Ooh. Exactly how much of an area do you want to cover, sir?
As much as possible.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Really? Really?
As a blue.
That work? Okay. You can't spin for him. You said as much as possible. You can cover the entire floor. In fact, you can make it permanent.
Yeah? We'll do that.
Okay.
It's going to cost you more than that.
That's exactly my implication. Two blues.
Damn.
D-Sun.
Can I make this one a blue?
No. Oh, yeah, you can. You can spend anything for blue. So. Okay, fantastic. You can no longer have that ability today. So good luck there. Concentrates really, really hard. And wishes for good luck for everybody. And the floor spreads out from him to cover the entire area. Now you are not in danger of falling in a fire.
Or tunnel through.
How many of the Smurfs died first?
Actually, not a whole lot because they didn't get to go. They would have had to make an agility check on their next turn.
But a few died? Did a few die?
A few.
A few died.
Not within range, though. Okay, so, 5.
5, yes. So we're not sliding down into lava?
No. Oh, no, you're sliding down, but not into lava.
Oh, well.
Maybe you're also down maybe pudding is sliding. It might just be attached to the...
Pudding's like, whee!
And pudding, you might just be sliding no matter what. I mean, as a matter of course.
I slide everywhere, don't you know? It is an abstract quality of pudding.
When it's called going up, when you're going uphill, it's called oozing.
Pudding
I
is not
ooze,
ooze.
Too.
It is too tasty to ooze.
See?
All right. Well, I'm going to if they are out of danger, I will. Are the Smurfs doing anything around us?
Fleeing in panic is what it's about. What's happening right now?
No Smurfs. I'm going to launch myself over to where Papa Smurf was headed.
Okay. You're there.
And I am raining strawberry pudding on everyone.
Whee!
Yay!
It is a
strawberry
treat
pudding covers
for everyone.
Half the arena.
It's tasty.
Oh, the happy children.
So basically, now you can walk up the ramp on that side without any agility check needing to be made because it's sticky.
Excellent.
Very, very sticky. Stickier than you've ever been. That's saying something. Five,
I do believe the pink one and I would make beautiful music together.
Four. Oh, by the way, the speakers the whole time are blaring like arena rock.
But do you really want to find out what that's going to be?
So they're blaring out.
Three.
There's still a guitar sticking out of him.
Yes, of course. It is never dissolved. You still have the lead guitar from Noir sticking out of the side of your stomach.
Am I okay?
You are
did I lose my momentum when the floor went out, or did the floor pretty much disappear and then reappear while I was charging the wall?
Disappeared and reappeared.
Because I
that fast.
Okay.
Like that.
So I'm still charging the wall.
Yes.
I want to attack the wall.
Okay. Fair enough. Make your attack.
Let's see. That's fighting, right?
Six.
Going?
Screaming barrier. That's, you know, effort to not die.
So, 15?
Okay. So.
16. No, 16.
So, War Pony continues her charge against the wall. Now, in the last 3 years, you've had a little bit of cosmetic surgery done. You've upgraded your horn to a drill bit.
Awesome.
And it begins spinning.
And why? You,
because of situations like
you
this.
You would love that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you begin boring into the wall. You make it about 15 feet into the arena.
Yes.
All right, so it's still solid. Then
oh, it's solid okay. Stuff.
All right.
You two should, okay. Should get
so
together after
four,
this.
Three,
well,
two.
We are the same color.
Or you can drill me anytime.
So, in pudding.
You can do it.
It's all so tasty. I love it all.
Snort.
Snort.
Four.
Snort.
Do it.
I don't know. That was
kind of
stiff.
All right.
Sniff.
So she cut it out.
Where is she burrowing in? Right, basically below where Papa Smurf was.
Okay.
There is no escaping.
And there's no hole in the space where he was, or is there like a tube going down?
You don't
jumping
know. He's way up, like it's up at the top of the.
We're
a mountain.
Oh, that's right. Yes. No, it's covered over now.
That's not snorting, but yeah, that's
that got for a couple. Please.
You're gonna need more d20s.
Oh, yeah. We can handle this.
I told you you're gonna need two for this one.
Right. You got, son? Show me what you got now.
I'm very passionate about thousands on.
I'm jumping down and getting over where that freaking blue bastard disappeared.
All right, you jump down. Make me an agility check.
Okay.
One on your trade die. No, it's a agility check. You're fine.
Okay.
So no, you land.
I got a four on the.
Yeah. So you land. Huck your bare self with your robot legs up the stairs, and it looks like smooth stone when you buzz. You don't see any seams or lines. Okay. So. You guys are now in the middle of an arena filled with chaos.
Just the weasel.
Okay.
Spread the disease.
Filled with nails?
No, chaos.
There are smurfs running everywhere. From near famine, they start turning purple. And they begin spreading like a stain.
Dude, get the juicer. Get the juicer.
You don't want that juice.
No, I want juice.
You want that juice.
Let's make some juice, man.
And the first smurf for 9,000 begins doing his thing.
Beautiful.
And purple juice starts spilling out of his spout.
Well, Bammy goes over there and starts drinking it.
No fetish.
We need to be putting purple in the deck.
That's good.
apparently, Fevin is just.
Please.
What's the name? Now, fortunately, the power of your friendship with your smurfs stops the infection. They remain blue because all the others are falling over dead. So, you guys are now in this arena. Papa Smurf has disappeared. And you are in an area that is filled with smurfs, yes.
Level Up Bear falls over moaning, rubbing blue juice and pudding all over himself.
That's so dirty.
Bring me the Papa Smurf. I will rend his soul from his beauty body.
You also like
and
juice?
And suck it into my core.
It's what all the flavors.
Don't forget the
it's wonderful. It's
good pudding.
What flavor do you desire?
I want
Your enemy
chocolate.
Has Tenderheart, your enemy has disappeared.
Bacon.
What are you doing to lead your bears?
I'm riding him on your death pony.
He jumped.
And purple.
Did you jump on the death pony?
I did jump on the death pony.
I kick him once. I poke him to tell him to get his army smurfed.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I refocus him.
I am sure I stopped the smart pony.
You were walking around the arena.
I'm rolling around in the purple
horse and fry deck.
I know what I'm talking about.
They're now in your hair.
I like this.
I'm going to run around and start scooping smurfs, and if they have a blender,
not pudding,
I knock them into the blender.
You know everything that tastes like pudding.
So
I keep knocking them in.
There is now a veritable waterfall of violet juice spilling out of the
purple
ones of the blue ones.
All right. Now there's white pus in the purple juice.
First of all,
yes.
Does what I'm hearing behind me give me any more forward momentum?
Honestly, roll me a guts check.
Bones, orgasmic pleasure.
War, you're missing out.
You keep running. So hard. Roll damage.
War is...
You can do it, worry. Drill that hole.
Sorry, I lost it.
You look good.
Attack.
So did Beth.
Really?
That's
hard.
What it is, right? So strength plus d4.
Oh yeah, you keep boring.
Two.
And unless you tell me you stop, you're just gonna keep going.
I will keep going.
Why are we here?
Am I hitting anything? It's
I have
just
a feeling
long.
That
stone, solid stone.
I have a feeling that the concept of drilling deeper will go over well with the pink one.
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Over the sound of your drill, okay. But you didn't hear anything. So some time passes, and you break out through the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Wait, I'm hungry.
Wait. The other side?
What's on the other side?
The arena.
Right. As in there was no tube?
No tube.
Only Zool.
Can we go over and start trying to dig around where Bump Smurf was followed? There's a solid stone, no seed.
Curse his oily blue hide.
What do I see?
Dig out. You try to dig it down? Yeah, but she dug straight under his throne. There was no. She looks up and there's no tube. It's solid stone above her.
It's time for Wishbear to deal with the devil.
Okay, what do you want?
My limit, you say, is 10 points.
Uh-huh.
I want 15.
4? Well, and the thing is, you only have 4 right now, so you want 19.
I want to have 15 total.
15 total, so you need 11.
11.
All right.
What are you doing?
Fantastic.
Dealing with
I'll tell
the
you
devil?
If I get the points.
Okay.
All righty.
We'll wait.
With level up, there goes huddles behind Pestilence.
You can ride on
my
back.
Again, at points.
And scratch it, because it's got the new
pop. Focus as hard as I can on Papa's nerve.
Scratch it. It's itchy.
To his location,
oh, Jesus.
Wherever it is.
Okay. Pink bear, rub it.
Try
scratch it.
All right. Whatever that
is. It's spellcasting, so yes, roll your trait.
I'm like starting to rub my butt against you.
I don't even know how many.
I want you to scratch my testicle.
She's filled with disease.
Could you look up the poker hands for me, please? They're in that book probably near the back there.
Yes. I am.
I don't know the book well.
Okay, yes. So you have an additional plus 2 to your spellcasting.
Why do we have
so,
thing back here? How many points do I need to teleport everyone to somewhere I have no clue. That's where I'm going.
All right.
He needs a lot of flush.
Oh, wow.
If he needs that many power points, he needs your spell to go off.
Okay, you fire.
Okay.
Period.
All right. Death Pony.
Oh, wait. Yes.
You sense some mystical juju coming from the teal colored witch bear.
Does it feel like souls?
It kind of feels like souls.
Happy souls.
He
wants to summon up the power to teleport everybody to where Papa Smurf is.
You want him to do something very
some
powerful.
What kind of help does he need?
He needs power points.
He needs power points.
Lots. Yes. Lots
I can
of
loan him power points.
You can loan him, in this instance, you can loan him power points.
Someone kill me some souls so I can get them back.
And, well,
no, I do it.
You're both going to have to deal as
okay.
well.
Okay.
So.
Did you have to deal the other day? Or
no, she did not.
Okay.
So basically, the way this works, I deal you a hand of cards. I believe you have the... Let me see if you have a question.
Yep. Beth, do you have spells?
Uh-huh.
Can you do the boost lore trait?
Okay. Uh-huh. So you just get a regular hand of five cards.
Okay.
You are looking for the best poker hand you can make out of those five cards.
Okay.
Straight up.
Okay.
He gets extra cards and can do other stuff with them.
Is that on mine?
You have it.
Jokers are wild.
Yeah.
If you use one, you automatically
grab one. If anyone can help me in this spell.
Okay. Tracy, I'm going to boost lore trait on this one.
Okay. No, you're boosting Aaron. He's going to boost.
Oh, boosting Aaron. Okay.
Roll your face.
And you can boost him.
I did.
Yep, done.
That's plus two.
Yeah, make sure you're rolling
out wild. Is he still down one from being...
I'm just rolling another one.
Seven.
All right.
Eight.
Success. So you get a plus one when we come to the spell casting.
Okay.
Okay, so here are your cards, folks.
Okay. Yes. You're moving left. You've got to be kidding.
There.
You're right here.
Okay.
Wait.
That could be good.
So,
you have any power? You do.
The best hand you have is ace high.
Yeah.
That's worth an extra power point.
Okay.
So she can provide you with 11 power points. That makes it a little bit easier. You're still going to need two pair better. And you can spend
what, chips give any bonus?
He can spend his own chips to swap out cards.
Okay. I can't spend any on mine?
Cards.
Okay.
Personally?
Alright.
I swap.
One's being swapped for you. What chip do you want to swap? What card do you want to swap?
The ace.
Yeah.
The ace.
Trying to get straight?
Uh-huh. Oh. Damn it. Okay. One more.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a fate point for it. Yep.
Okay.
Pudding is oozing over pestilence.
Fair enough.
Got it.
Okay,
nice. It's from
moisturize you.
Or famine.
Both. Pestilence and famine.
You can't spend, you don't have common bond.
Okay. So I can't spend on him.
Okay.
Some fear shit, people.
Which one are you getting rid of?
I keep getting rid of that end card, because if you get a 7, yeah, if you get a 7, you're 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're
out of the
house.
There
we
go.
There we go.
There's your trade. All right.
Exactly.
So, this bear, describe what happens, man.
Okay. I gather you all around me. I concentrate
me
so... What?
Call me back, because I'm kind of outside.
Oh.
Get back in here.
Done.
There's pudding and lots of juice.
Hey, hot stuff, come back.
Stop the chili.
Warrior finding the one called Papa. Okay, that'll bring you back.
Okay.
Proper motivation.
I concentrate so hard. My little stars on my chest start glowing and spinning around at an incredible rate. A giant blue force field engulfs us, and in a humongous explosion that destroys the arena, we warp to wherever Pop Smurf is.
Okay.
Does that include my Smurfs too?
Yes. Everyone. Yeah. With you. Everyone,
okay.
Everything.
Every ally.
You all wink out of existence.
And well, that sucks. Unless it doesn't later.
Thanks, guys, for playing. Sorry, I didn't mean to kill us.
Kidding, bye.
Wait for it.
You appear in on what looks like a train car.
A train car?
Good question. How many points did I use?
all of them.
I'm done.
You have zero.
Am I knocked out?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Probably unconscious too.
You are at 10 fatigue.
Okay. Okay.
So does that mean I spent one or I gave him one of my 20?
You gave him everything you had.
Okay. I'm done.
You're drained too.
Okay.
And no more killing.
Yeah, because trying to move all of this that you were trying to move was ridiculous. Now, the train car is about the length of this room.
And it's filled with us and Smurf.
Okay. Five bears, five ponies, and about 6,000.
Unless somebody stops.
Wait.
She needs
Android. Wait, 6,000
so
Smurfs?
So there's Smurfs. We can't see if Papa Smurf is there.
Uh-huh.
How wide is a railgun shot?
What?
Can we?
Now, hold on now.
To bring our death pony back?
Oh, you're just gonna borrow them? You're not gonna kill them, right?
No, that includes the killing.
We're gonna eat their souls.
We're not gonna
okay.
kill them. We're gonna
I know what will make things better: pudding for everyone.
That'd be wonderful.
And the car begins filling up with butterscotch.
Butterscotch is good. Yes.
And so the car begins filling up with butterscotch pudding.
I would assume
Death Pony gets pistachio. Pistachio for the other one. The green one. Yep. Pistachio for the green one.
Some Smurfs start drowning in the pudding. Now the problem is, this train car seems to
Let it happen.
It's
okay. No more pudding. No words. I'm rubbing like my pustule paw on your head.
It's okay.
It's okay. Sometimes friends.
Can I build a boat real quick?
I think I know what would make everyone feel more at home.
I've
a song.
You know a song.
I just modify rubbing it against you. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm still not that upset.
Fair enough.
I'll save one for you. Oh, yeah, here's one. It's all right. Here's one. I got one for it. I bite one.
Okay.
Bite? You bit one of the Smurfs.
I'm so hungry. I'm like, here you go.
It's a Smurf that's turned purple. And it's basically a zombie Smurf now because it's infected with famine. It wants to eat everything.
Famine and pestilence.
You guys are in a train car traveling to board those bears. Filled with butterscotch pudding.
I do believe we've broken one of the bears.
His name is Rick.
Rick needs more pudding.
You must feed Rick 25,000 times a day. Oh, I'm hungry.
Just holds him under. I'm so sorry. Rick tastes like purple.
He's all thin and crap. He's so beautiful, just like me.
Fortunately, Rick is keeping the rising pudding at bay.
Well, I'm famine too, because famine has to eat.
No, eventually, what
so what are you guys doing other than sitting in pudding?
I'm trying to see if this movie is first as I can, but put him on Broid. How's that?
Why are we fighting?
Are there any windows? Out a window and start like bailing us.
I kick a window. Back kick a window.
It seems that the pudding is running low. Maybe the flavor is off. Good old change to vanilla.
Good luck, Bear and Death Pony. Kick open windows. And the camera pans to the outside of this train. They're just speeding along at a healthy 220 miles an hour. And pudding begins covering the back of the train. It now looks like a big moving turd.
It's the Poo Express.
Yeah. Infected.
I love poo.
Sure.
Like a shop back.
Tracy, I'm gonna bite the train to try and infect the train.
The train doesn't respond.
Oh well.
It rejects your
mess. It's okay.
Okay, now.
I'm pretty.
Between famine, Rick, and the windows.
I'm the prettiest thing.
floor, no matter how much pudding tries to fill the car with itself.
It is a sad day when there is not enough pudding.
There's always enough pudding!
When do we get to kill more things?
No, we can kill things now!
Oh.
There is Smurf like crawling through the pudding.
I like this plan.
Oh, I'm sorry!
Hello, Rick.
Myself
to it. Okay. Rick just sort of takes up residence near your cochlea.
Well, he just switched it
up. No, I feed myself to Rick by going to his mouth.
Well, no. The thing is, you end up enveloping him. Rick now lives inside of you.
Excellent.
And continues to eat.
Well, he just switched it up.
I have a continuous friend now. Rick will be permanently sustained upon my pudding.
See, is there any reason we should really bite when we are truly, I am beautiful, and we are awesome, and you are bears?
Let's get back to killing. Where's our target?
This means that bears are natural.
I'm knocked out. I can't do anything else.
You know what? We shall build a new kingdom.
You know what I think?
We start putting...
Okay. Join suffering.
You know what I think? I think we should blow the train.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm gonna start frolicking after death.
Trying to jam the real gun. With Smurf.
That's just
fine! Death just breaks open the next most forward car.
I frolic out.
And it looks
I'm
like the control
death.
Car. Where all the instrument panels are.
Okay. Ooh, we fire onto the control.
No, no,
I can hack it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hang on.
What?
One moment.
No.
No. Death Pony just breathes fire onto the control panel. Your damage.
The bears start running.
Well, we'll see if I can.
The bears start running. The
I didn't
other
succeed. You roll a four.
Can you still cast a bear?
Two and two.
Yeah,
okay.
I can cast.
You might want to do that.
No, wait, wait.
Nothing happens.
Oh, nothing happens.
She tried.
All right.
Can I try to hack it? Yes. Weird science. Excuse me, Death. Let me see if I can. This is my.
No. Pink bear. Pink bear.
He's got this.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Orange bear.
My turn. Pink bear. Whenever that is. I'm charging him in my nose. I have pudding in
it. I got a 10. You got a 10. Okay.
Maybe
you begin hacking the system. What information are you trying to find?
Oh, that's a good
You think too long. Famine. My nose is dirty. Clean my nose.
All right.
Pudding
you start executing the command. War pony. Gradually. Yes.
Reaching for his
war pony. Comes charging into the cockpit. What are you just going to keep running?
I was hoping a target was in there, so I will.
Well, yes.
I'll stop when I hit something, but I'm going to hit something.
Okay, you hit the end of the car, where the engine is.
All right.
Roll your attack, please.
Oh God!
Barrier, Beth. Barrier.
I'm going to frolic after.
Wait. I can cast barrier. Can I put barrier between her and the end?
A moment.
Okay.
I want to see if she hits first. Oh, she totally hits. That one aces.
Deja vu.
Aces as well.
Ooh,
oh, stop.
That's gonna be awesome.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
3, 6, 9, 5.
23. Plus 1.
Plus 1, 24.
24, okay. Just
hey,
a moment.
Get a plus 4 to damage now.
Plus
4? Yes, you guys will get a plus 4 to damage now.
Okay.
For a little bit.
I punched the train.
Okay. That,
yeah.
Again, even if you cast the barrier.
I can.
Well, roll your damage.
Anything you need it to be.
We'll see. She is,
anything you desire.
She rolls enough damage, she's just going to break right through it.
She can stack.
6 points of damage. Okay. She hits the control panels and nothing happens.
Okay.
Woo. Okay, good.
Ponies, please stop trying to break the train.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
The mechanical
one. I'm very angry and I may.
The train begins accelerating. See, this is what happens if you talk to the computer nicely.
Can I break through the ceiling?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my friend, see?
I could go up.
Why are we trying to break the train?
I was...
Ah, you're happy with the situation.
Am I? I break through the ceiling.
All right.
Hey, that was convenient.
Pudding makes everything better.
So the train
does my bottom
accelerates.
Feel
and slows. So can I make another check to see what comes
first? Putting noise on your bottle.
Sure, go for it.
I am whatever. Oh,
okay, you guys are going to want to hear this in a second.
Yeah.
21. It's the weirdest thing.
He's not on the train.
No.
I don't remember.
He's everywhere. The train stops. You guys step outside and look around.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty obvious. The
sky is blue.
Yeah, now all the damage charges.
Really
blue.
Whatever
your damage says, it's -2 of your spin. So you won't take as much damage. But
you're like, wait, you're inside Papa Smurf.
Can I blow up the train now?
Wait, what? Inside Papa Smurf?
Yes. Apparently his spell worked too well. You went to exactly where Papa Smurf is.
Why is
to
there
the center of Papa Smurf? You are now.
Why is there a train in Papa Smurf?
Not that big.
Awesome, I bite him.
No, you're inside.
Where are we in him? Can we start biting the grass?
Bite the ground.
Where are we inside Papa Smurf?
You don't know. Roll me a survival check.
Can I inspire him to poop us out?
Survival check? Have survival.
Okay, this is being 4-2 then.
This is fascinating.
No, he didn't bring not.
No,
I didn't.
Well, I got a 4.
Okay, all right, so it only makes sense that if you're inside of a supposedly, potentially living being, what would a train be?
The bowels.
But the blood vessels.
Oh, the blood vessels.
Circulatory system.
I want to loosen this. Ooh!
We can fill him with pudding! Let's fill him with pudding and make
him eat it. I want to bite it.
Oh, so now you want more pudding.
I
want
to sear his heart.
Always more pudding.
You have spells, right?
Yeah, I want to.
Do you have Bolt?
No, I have Blast and I can fear him.
Fear?
Wait. I can bite
Why
him and then he'll have the bubonic plague.
Yes, we will spread the plague.
They would have like
Bolt
her. Like,
she's pestilent. She can cause him to have the plague.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay.
Yes, we will plague. Combine it.
We'll combine it in an epic pony way.
The best plague ever. Best. Pudding plague.
If she bites me, can I blast it out?
Sure.
Yeah.
Give me a penny.
Why?
Is the train officially metal?
Yes.
Is it truly metal?
Yes, it is truly metal. Because Papa Smurf is metal.
I have to take this
fighting
to see. Alright, I'm going to bite you. You ready?
Yep,
here comes.
I know.
5.
Well, I have to mutate.
Tracy, I just bit death, and I got a 5.
Yeah. Okay.
And I got an 11 plus 1, so it's a 12.
You can try. Yeah, okay, so yeah, well, you blast.
No, I mean, it could work.
I've always right wanted to get the inside of a smirk.
Huh?
So I got a 12 of that.
As enjoyable as I thought it would be.
No, it's not.
It's not over yet.
Is it just my 2d6?
No, you gotta raise 3d6.
Real quick, am I still at 0?
I didn't.
Like, you let me run.
No, you are at 0 power.
Okay.
What? That's
12.
She got some back because of the smirk. So okay.
24.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Your blast goes out.
Sorry about that.
And the land seems to shake a little bit. Not a whole lot happens.
I want to mutate.
You mutate.
And then I won't bite him.
Okay, you bite him.
You're hanging with a bunch.
For your deck.
You're just biting the train?
Okay. Oh, Calcutta. He rolled snake eyes. Got a 4. Okay. Yeah, you bite the landscape. Trying to pop it in?
Yep.
Okay.
I plan on colliding with everyone I possibly
can. Yeah, I guess. A 5. A 5? Yeah. The power goes off. You don't really know if it has any effect, though.
I don't know if you want anything else to remember.
So we're out in the blood vessels now?
Yeah, but it looks like grass and sky.
Wish bear. Go. You're out, aren't you?
I'm alive. No, he let me come back.
He's conscious, but he has
conscious,
power.
But I got no power.
Yeah. You shot your wall.
So the train
is
not
starting
to move a lot. I can feel
it
again. What do you think we should do? Why don't we just simply get bigger?
The train decelerated.
Uh-huh.
But if the train is signifying a blood moving through a blood vessel,
uh-huh,
will it not eventually take us to what would be the heart?
Time out.
In theory, it would, yes.
The Care Bears, look at your sheets. All
yes,
of us.
Yes, there. You're right.
Care Bears there.
I want all the Care Bears, any chips remaining in the center, please. Tracy.
Yes.
The Care Bears are going to Care Bear Stare.
Okay.
What we're going to do is trigger any Star Buddies that Papa Smurf may have surrounded himself with.
Okay.
Utilize that power and grow all of us and destroy Papa Smurf from the inside out.
What are the ponies going to do?
The ponies are going
to do the game.
I'm asking.
Okay.
Okay, he's growing us from the inside out. What?
He's growing them.
Yeah. No, no, he's all of us.
I can affect metal now.
You can what?
I can affect metal now. I did that thing before.
Yeah.
So bite me.
Okay, I'm gonna bite him.
Okay.
Will that really do anything?
I don't know. But I'm gonna bite him anyway.
It would seem prudent to try and do something to aid their efforts.
That's what I'm doing.
Actually, you know what? If you guys can infect him with as much plague as possible so it weakens him, that might hurt health.
What was the difference between what they did and what we did?
You mean at the end of the session?
Yes.
At the end of the session, that was me trying to save you from this game. However, you were in power for a long, long time. If you brought the Rainbow of Dark with you...
The Rainbow of Darkness!
All I need to do is see some chips, much like
Rainbow
they did.
Rainbow of Darkness.
Oh, you need to do the legend.
Do you want the legend now?
There's two now.
Okay. Do you need all of them?
We've put in every last one of our chips for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Bears, describe the Care Bear stare. You'll have a moment in just a moment.
Care Bears are going to have this happen like it had last time. Back to back in a circle. Hands together and start focusing.
That's how we did it last time.
We're back to back, basically in a circle, all facing out.
Can I be facing a back?
All right.
What flavor would you like?
Strawberry chocolate. Puss.
So we're back to back, and we all start focusing.
Okay.
We do it, and all together we of course say, Care Bear Stare!
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Followed by a moan of ecstasy.
Of course.
I love our bears. The best.
Okay.
I walk over to Pudding.
The Rainbow Locket.
The Rainbow Locket. Death has given me the power of the rainbow. Or war has given me the power of the Rainbow Locket.
I will bring the
Pudding, do your stuff.
Alright, well I shoot out tendrils and grab all the other ponies.
Okay, is this a hentai all of a sudden?
Sort of.
Maybe.
Or resist a little bit.
A little.
Pudding envelops all of us, and I open the locket, and this rainbow of death and darkness emanates from the pudding, and it tastes like
chocolate-covered
strawberry death.
So, chocolate-covered strawberry death from the pudding, and the Care Bear stare merge together.
Oh God. We've created a rainbow love child.
Your world, for a brief moment, is pain. And you all fall back.
This is an interesting experience. I like it. It's good.
Pain is like pudding. In some kind of throne room of some kind, looking around, and there are gobs of blue with a red hat and red pants sitting there. Papa Smurf, your nemesis is dead.
I'm famine.
Death flies.
I'm doing my happy pony dance.
Famine, are you hungry?
Death flies in the air.
I wonder what the papas that taste like.
I start eating the papas, sir.
Okay.
I'm doing my happy pony dance.
I start sniffing the red hat.
I grab his hat and I'm sizing it.
Okay, fine. I start sniffing. I start sniffing the red hat.
Okay.
I simply clean my drill.
The energy from all of this. Any wounds that you have, any power points you were missing, any ailments of any kind are healed. Because as you look across the throne room, bears, you see ponies. Ponies, you see bears. And old enmities flare up. As from somewhere,
is it time?
An announcer screams out, "Let's get
ready to rumble!
Our alliance was brief. It's now time.
Fire alarm.
No, we're friends. We said we were friends.
We are friends with death.
I swear that it's all as holy as death.
Your back
if this is the gummy bears.
These are my friends.
On purpose.
We ate gummy bears for breakfast.
They're still my friends. And no one... Yeah. Yes.
And your mother, too.
You're still my friend.
All right. This will go on as long as you guys want it to go on. Death or cake?
I'm almost tempted to say that it really just needs to end with the face off, and that's it. Just absolutely, they're going at it, and that's it. No.
So, except famine's going to start frolicking and eating after a while. The face off is just.
Do you want to play out some rounds of combat between the bears and the ponies, or do you want to end it with a cinematic fade to black?
I'm okay with the fade to black. That's my vote.
I want to find out who's toying with us now.
No one.
We just killed him.
You just exploded.
Where did the voice come from?
That's just
it's out of our elder.
They
turn to the camera and begin attacking the GM.
That's the GM. Tasty Tracy.
I roll fear against the GM.
If you guys feel satisfied, we can call up there. If you want to fight, we'll fight.
No, I think we become friends and we create an unholy alliance of bear and pony.
Bear pony domination.
Yeah.
That should make you happy.
Please don't say domination.
We have a new kingdom.
Bear pony domination.
I believe there were six more mountains.
A barony.
No, I think it's a barony.
My new friends, I believe there are six more mountains to conquer.
It is.
Okay, well then.
Oh great, now I have to figure out the name.
Thank you very much for playing in the finale. Bears vs. Ponies Battle Royale.
Wait, so if it's bears and ponies, maybe we're a bony. Maybe we're a bony.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.